Day 2. Never alone. Even when I walk through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Psalm 23:4. Why do children always ask for one more story at bedtime? One more book to read or song to sing, anything to prolong the time before you turn off the light and leave them alone in the dark. We don't like the dark. We avoid dark alleys, dark rooms, dark hallways, and yes, at times we must walk the dark valley of death. Your valley may be the passing of a spouse or close friend or family pet. It could be a difficult diagnosis like cancer or infertility that throws you into the darkness, or it could be the death of a dream, a marriage, the hope you had for the future. As human beings, we're most vulnerable in the dark. Our eyes adjust, but not enough to discern the moving shadows. Our ears may detect movement, but without sight, it's difficult to define the threat. I do not claim to know your darkness, but I know someone whose understanding is infinite. He will never leave you alone, even in the darkest valley. In those moments, your spiritual senses must prevail. Close your eyes a moment. In your dark valley, can you sense the Lord? Can you see him with the rod and staff in his hand, ready to defend you from the thieves and raiders hiding in the shadows? Can you imagine his towering presence, protecting, calming, and comforting you? When everything around you is dark, the Bible reminds us that God is light. To him, the night shines as bright as day. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate you from his presence and help. You are never alone, even in the dark night of your soul. Take courage and keep moving forward. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Romans 8:38. Pray. God, come and enter my darkness. Shine your light and surround me with your goodness. I believe you are with me. In Jesus' name, amen. Seek. What is the darkness in your life? Has a loved one passed, or is it a dream that has died? Take a moment now to let the Lord's comfort and light flood into that dark place. Speak. I will not be afraid because God is with me. Nothing can separate me from his presence.